This afternoon, we wave goodbye to the record-breaking, summer-like warmth of the past couple of days. A cold front is sweeping through the region, taking the warm air with it, and our temperatures will return to more typical levels moving through the remainder of the work week. Then over the weekend, there's another warming trend, though this one will be a brief warming trend, as temperatures by Sunday are likely to reach up into the 70s once again before being knocked back down again on Monday. Across the area today, it's been on the gray side. We've had some showers come through as well. Showers continue to push off to the east as this cold front moves away. There are still a few showers, especially in areas to the east and southeast of the capital region, but any areas that are still seeing some of this wet weather will see the rain come to an end relatively soon. There is some drier air coming in from the west, so we'll see a blend of clouds and stars tonight. There is still the chance for some lingering rain and snow showers, primarily across the northern mountains through the night. Otherwise, conditions through much of the region will stay dry. Now, it will be cooler tonight as temperatures fall back anywhere from about 35 to about 40 degrees or so across eastern New York and western New England. And then for the day tomorrow, we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds. A bit of a breeze will kick up as well. And temperatures tomorrow will be quite pleasant, running mainly in the 50s to right around 60 degrees, which is around or even a bit above average or normal for this time of year. The quiet weather continues into Friday with a good amount of sunshine. Temperatures again will be in the 50s to near 60 degrees. And then on Saturday, a warm front will approach, so we'll see sunshine fade behind increasing clouds. And as that front draws closer during the afternoon and evening, there is the chance that we see some wet weather. So second half of Saturday into Saturday night, maybe on the damp side in spots, temperatures on Saturday will be a few degrees warmer. So we're talking about highs between 60 and 65. And then for Sunday, temperatures will make a run into the 70s. A few spots may touch that 80 degree mark before those numbers are knocked down again to seasonable levels by early next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers, especially in the mountains, cooler, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and pleasant, with highs in the 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cooler, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and pleasant, high in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cooler, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and pleasant, high in the 50s to near 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cooler, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and pleasant, high in the 50s to around 60. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny and continued pleasant, with a high around 60. And on Saturday, increasing clouds, with a chance of afternoon and evening showers, a bit warmer, high 60 to 65. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argenis.